Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And today, by popular demand, my guest, Todd Locks. Welcome, Todd.
Happy freaking Wednesday. Popular demand, huh?
Yeah,
getting a lot of calls into the studio and emails and letters and things just saying, hey, we got to get that Todd Locks back in.
We want Locks back.
Wow, I appreciate everybody wanting me back in.
Yes. So how you been?
I've been great. Let me tell you, first of all, let's start off this about you a little bit. What you've done with the studio and everything since the last time I hear is, it's freaking amazing.
I
love it. I love what you're doing. Like since the last time you've taken this show and just ran with it, I love how you're just spotlighting local people, business owners, influencers in the community. It's just, I love it, man. It's you've breathed new life into WJBM, which I'm a big radio guy. I love radio and I love just, and you breathe energy into the community. I love it, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been fun.
You know what I mean? And you and I talked about off air. It's like, are you having fun? You're like, I'm having a ball. So I love that. And your boy Mike is in here with you, and you know what I'm saying? Your kids coming and helping you.
I've always been, I've said this before, but for 40 years in business, I was always on the other side of advertising, you know?
And somebody trying to sell you something.
Advertising.
Yeah.
You know? And I was always like, signage. We got into signage now. And we advertised on the radio. We did different types of that. And this has been fun for me being on the other side because I try to think like, you know, the business owners and people that are wanting to advertise their product. You know, if I can't help you, you know, and if you don't have something worth selling, it's hard for me to help you. But if you got something good, you know, and you got a good product or a good service, I always feel like I can help, you know, or we can help here at the studio.
And you probably saw, like, being on the other side before you started doing this is how people approached you for ads and things they did that you didn't like and trying to, you know, take what they did and doing the opposite of that probably, which is probably very helpful. It helps you so much in now being able to help other businesses.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's been good. And the community. You know, I figured, you know, like the radio. And in this, you know, our big digital sign, I call it the big, beautiful sign
that we have
on the pawn shop. You know, I like to think that helps the community, you know, because people call up, hey, can you get this on the sign? You know, we got a blood drive or we got that going on. And we always try to help them out. And you know, we got 15,200 cars a day go by that.
How many?
15,200.
Wow.
The only thing that comes close to that is in Alton at the bridge, and they're at 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Man, it's a high traffic spot.
It's like the one at Times Square, right? The big sign they have in New York, right? Something like that.
Yeah. So we got a lot of coverage both there and at the station.
I love it. I love all of it.
Hey, you've been – okay, just a little history. Where you come from?
Cougars for life, man. Cougars for life. You know what? And this is the last time I was here. I don't know if for any of our old Campsville people, Calhoun people, if you remember the old Campsville grade school, KGS, you remember the old sign that hung in the gymnasium forever, that hand-painted sign of the Cougars. If you can see that, I got the old Campsville Cougars.
When did you get that on there?
Probably a year ago, something
really?
Like that.
Yeah. I think there's room for WJBM right there.
I'll sell you some ad space, bud.
Well, hey, how about something right across here?
I'm a cougar for life. You know, I lived up there in Calhoun until I was 15, 16 years old until we moved to Bethalto. So my dad passed away a few months ago, but he lived up there his whole until just a few months ago.
I didn't know that. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yep, he lived back behind the bank until just a few months ago. So
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my roots. I love my roots up there.
Yeah, it's good roots.
Yeah, a couple of my brothers, they bought his old house, so we still got some. Okay. We still got some a home base up there.
Hey,
so.
Speaking of your brothers, what are your brothers up to?
Well, a lot. You know, Ross has got Fast Eddie's in the brick house. You know, doing great things with that. The way he's kind of
went in and kind of revitalized Fast Eddie's has been amazing. Ty, as you know, is getting ready to start his son's senior season at Staunton. They've had some amazing years. You know, his son, Isaiah, who's Ty's been coaching for several years now, this is his senior year, and they're expecting big things. They've had a great last few years. They had an amazing offseason, beat Edwardsville by 15 points over the summer. Edwardsville now refuses to play them this year, but that's a different story.
You're kidding.
That's a whole another story. But my brother Sam, he works at Southwest Airlines, been there for, man, a long time, 20, 30 years. So his son has just started coming and working out with me and started his own little fitness journey. So excited about that. So, yeah, it's an update on the Loxicutioners.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I've seen Staunton play mm-hmm. a few times in the last couple years. When they played Calhoun, you mm-hmm. know, what great shooters they are. I mean, they're amazing.
My nephew.
How do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you how. They shoot hundreds of thousands of shots in the off season. My brother has one of these things called a Dr. Dish, and it's set up in the school, and kids can shoot whenever they want, and it tracks their shooting. They have an app. My nephew, just on that dish alone, will shoot 60,000 shots in the offseason. That doesn't count if he shoots at another gym. That doesn't count if he shoots before warming up. You know, people say, they see people like that and say, oh, man, he's a good shooter. They don't understand the hours and time that those kids put into. They're not very big. If you walk into that gym and you see them next to Calhoun or Roxanne or something, and you look at the physical size of them, you're like, oh, man, that team, they're going to get killed, but. Man, they can shoot that rock, and that's just from hours and hours of shooting.
Now, how'd they do last year? What did they end up doing?
Yeah, they
do good or not?
They did great. Okay. Yeah, I think they either tied or beat the school record in wins, which I've done that 2 years in a row. I think I'm going to throw this out. That's about 28-3, 28-4, wow. Something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they took Edwardsville to overtime, lost. They were winning the whole game against Edwardsville, took them to overtime, lost in overtime.
Yeah. Are they going to win the state championship this year? Are they the best they're going to be right now this year?
Yeah, this year. My nephew's a senior, and all the starters are basically all seniors. So wow. this is their final run. So
that'll be great.
It is.
Now, how about what's going on at your club, the Pride Club?
Yeah,
right?
So Pride, we just – Actually, I posted.
Explain to people how it works, because I know we did it. Well, the last interview was over a year ago, but what goes on?
I'll do a very quick. So I started Pride almost exactly 15 years ago, just shy of like a couple months ago. It was our 15-year anniversary of having Pride Fitness. Started in my yard and in my back and in my garage.
Right.
I would do one-on-one sessions in my garage from 4:30 a.m. till 9 o'clock at night. And then on Saturday mornings, we would do what we called our circuit workout in my yard. And so I did that 2.5 years. I started going to high schools and doing their strength and conditioning. The first person to hire me was Coach Nelson, Tim Nelson. RIP, hired me to do the strength and conditioning for Marquette High School. I would go there 3 days a week. And their gym was basically in an old classroom. And that team ended up going to the Elite Eight. State that made it to the Elite Eight, and so I, you know, had some success with training athletes like that. So a lot of other schools started having me do it, and so we did that in my yard for 2.5 years. We do it, if it was snowing out, we would still be outside working out in my yard. One time, and I don't live out in the country; I live in a subdivision in Rosewood Heights. And one time in my yard, we had 57 people on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. doing this workout, and so we ended up finding an old warehouse, about a 9,000-10,000 square feet warehouse. Huge, but just an old warehouse. We didn't have signs, no windows or something.
What's the locale for the listeners?
I'm sorry, it's Wood River, Illinois. So
this address?
Well, now we're at 1533 East Edwardsville Drive. You know where the pump house is. We're right off of 255. We get a lot of Jerseyville people because we're right off of 255, which makes it easy. So we were at my old location, that warehouse, for 7 years. And then right now, this month, is our five-year anniversary at our new location, which I purchased, which is a world-class training facility.
Super.
And we're at 1 year. We just, a year, we we've always done group sessions, so you couldn't just come in and work out on your own. Where there's no memberships, you know.
Do you explain that group, how that worked in your group?
Well, like on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday mornings, and Saturday mornings, we do this group, this workout that we call it World Famous, because we have people from all over the country, all over the world, who come and do this thing, and they just pay as they go. They don't have to sign up. They don't have to tell us you're coming. And it's interval training. Like, you might be punching a punching bag for 30 seconds, then you rest 30 seconds, and you might be hitting a tire with a sledgehammer for 30 seconds. And so you go your own pace. So anybody, doesn't matter. You come in there and you'll see someone who looks like they need to lose 100 pounds doing the workout. And then you'll see I have, you know, state champion wrestlers who are doing the workout, mm-hmm. right alongside of someone who might be 50 years old and needs to lose 100 pounds, because you go at your own pace. Okay. You know, and everything's modifiable. If there's something you can't do, you know, you just do something that you can.
How many
to
people
modify.
Are doing this?
Well, I'll tell you what. We set our record July 4th of July. We had a workout Thursday morning. We had one of our circuits, and we set our record for how many did it at one time. You ready for this number?
I'm ready.
It was 216 people did this workout from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. 200. We turned away
9 a.m. till when?
9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we turned away that day. We had to turn away about 5 to 10 people because we were just at capacity. Now
216.
Is that insane?
That is crazy.
I could have a party and offer free beer and brats and couldn't get 16 people to show up. You know. We had it last night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I think there was about 100. I think there was like 142 people there. So they don't have to tell us they're coming. So you just show up, pay cash, and we have every age, 14-year-olds up to you're 70 years old. You know what? A Jerseyville national treasure, Nancy Getten, attends 3 to 4 times a
week.
I know.
She talks about it. She's told me she's went. Yeah, she likes it. If you're just joining us, I have Todd Locks with me. Runs the Pride workout group at the club.
There. Not the Thunderdome. We affectionately call it the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So that's great. Now, you said you had these interval workouts, big mm-hmm. workouts, but you started something new lately.
We've never had a membership area like your, you know, Planet Leisure clubs. We've never had something like that where you can just come and work out on your own. Now I bought all brand new equipment, which anybody knows me and the other part of Pride Fitness and our group workouts. You know, I'm Facebook marketplacing. When we did it in my yard, I used to make our equipment. You know what I'm saying? We would fill basketballs full of sand and call them a medicine ball. You know, anything I could, things like that. But the new part is state of the art. There's no front desk person. You use your phone to swipe in. It's open 24/7. Bought all brand new equipment. Has your cardio, your treadmills, and things like that. So, yeah, it's just people who don't even come to our group workouts or anything like that, they can join and just, you know, work out whenever they want. They don't have me yelling at them.
And this is like a monthly membership?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And we have a big outdoor workout area that we call the pit, our Thunder Pit. It's like I call it Venice Beach meets a penitentiary yard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a workout in outside. It has basically all the same things as the inside gym, then just a little rustier and crustier.
Yeah. You know, when I have guests in, a lot of times I like to ask questions, you know, and kind of get to maybe answer some questions for the listeners. One thing we were talking about just a little bit briefly before we came on the air was we were talking about health, workout, and how as people get a little bit older, how alcohol affects them in a workout.
And it doesn't have to be older. I mean, one thing people don't realize about alcohol is you see so many people saying, oh, this only has, you know, 100 calories. This only has this many carbs. This doesn't have any sugar. Your body doesn't care about all that. I guess it's making a little better choice, but your body thinks alcohol is poison, which it is. Mm-hmm. So when you consume alcohol, your body does not know how to metabolize
it. Yeah, because if you drink too much of it, you'll die.
Right.
I mean, and you can't have alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, 1,000%. That's why you wake up with a hangover, basically. People blame it on dehydration, all this. But basically, it's your body fighting against the poison that you put in it. So when you put when you drink alcohol, your body thinks, oh my gosh, I've been poisoned. It goes into, you know, survival mode. You know, and so it immediately, no matter what you've eaten, you, normally when you eat something, you know, say you have a taco, your body immediately starts metabolizing that taco. Say you then a little later eat some popcorn. You know, it metabolizes the taco, then it moves on to metabolizing the popcorn. Now, if you drink alcohol, it automatically skips digesting anything else in your body and goes straight for the alcohol because it's, again, it thinks it's poison. It thinks it's been poisoned.
Yeah, so... How come there's a beer belly then? How come it's not? What happens then? Why does that happen?
The total biology from it, but a lot of it's just your body has stored up the food and things, and from trying to always, the beer bellies are generally people who drink every day or drink a lot, and so they're continually putting that poison in the body. The body is continually going and trying to metabolize
the alcohol,
the poison, trying to survive from the poison, and it's skipping, digesting everything else you've put in your body before and after that.
I see. No. Any tips for, like, you're in your prime when you're like 20 to 30, and then before you know it, we're in our 40s to 50s. You've been working, it's hard, but you realize, you know what? I need to get in shape, or I need to get in a little better shape. Any tips on people that are that age, 40 to 50 years old, gals?
The first thing you want to say is any young listeners out there, don't stop. Don't stop working out. Don't stop moving your body, Mm-hmm. And then to the people who are a little older, one, it's never too late to start.
But you know what happens, though? When you start working a job, mm-hmm. and then if you have kids and a family, it's like your time gets taken up. You just don't have a lot of time to work out.
Well,
what do you think about that?
Well, someone will say that, and I'll say, hey, let me see your Netflix, how many minutes you watch Netflix this month. Let me see how much doom scrolling you've done on your phone. Let me see, all the things. We're all busy. My inbox, my text messages are filled with excuses all the time. If I see someone out, like, oh, sorry, I haven't been to the gym forever, and they have 1,000 things listed. We're all busy. This day and age, everybody is busy. I get it. But it's not a time problem we have. It's a time management problem we have. It's not prioritizing. You're prioritizing, binge watching the latest show. You're prioritizing scrolling through and seeing what everybody else is in their life is doing on your phone. It's, what I'm saying? Everybody can get up a little earlier. You're going to stay up late. You'll stay up late watching some show until the wee hours of the night, but you won't stay up a little extra a half hour later to get a workout in.
How much time do you think a person needs to take in a workout?
Well, it really depends on a lot of things. It depends on their level, where they're at. The amount of time I need probably is different than someone who's just starting out. But, I always...
Well, how much time do you spend working out a day?
When I do it, I probably just do an hour. Okay. Now, every once in a while, I'll do 2-a-days or something like that. But my hour is pretty intense.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing a set and then sitting around and, again, scrolling through my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some helpful hints. If you're wanting to start working out, start doing something, start slow. Mm-hmm. What people do is they say, you know what? They got this. I'm going to start working out. Here I go. And then they go in for 2 hours, 7 days a week. And then they're so sore and miserable that they can't move.
Yeah.
And they burn out and they quit. Start out slow. If you haven't been working out and you haven't worked out in years, you know what? The first night, the first week, I just want you to walking around the block.
Yeah.
Just start out that way.
Yeah.
Start out walking around the block. Now, you know what? The next week, have a little up that goal a little bit. Either walk 2 blocks or walk that 1 block a little faster. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about walking?
I think walking is great.
Yeah.
I think it is so good not only for your physical state, but I think it's so good for your mental state. I call it an active meditation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Put the phone away. If you want to listen to music, okay. But, get out there and just walk. I come up with so many, of my best ideas. I'm so motivated when I get done with a walk, Okay.
So you're walking too, huh?
I do, yeah. I do a lot of what I call rucking. I was in the military. Rucking?
Yeah.
With an R.
Yeah,
what is rucking? Yeah, okay. Calm down.
I heard
well,
that.
That's a family show. Rucking. Now, a rucking is where you put on like a rucksack or backpack. We call it a rucksack in the Army.
Yeah.
And you have weight in it, and you carry that around. You can also they make now you see a lot of people using weighted vests and things like that. So just to give you a little extra resistance, you know. And I do a lot of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's never too late to start. You know, when was the best time to start? Yesterday. When's the second best time to start? Today. You know, yeah. I had a guy and his wife meet up with me yesterday who wanted to start doing one-on-one training. The gentleman was 78 years old.
Nice. Yeah.
And, you know, and I told him yesterday, you're not too old. You know, people in their 40s say, oh, I'm too old. And then all of a sudden they hit 50. Oh, I'm too old. I'm saying, like, no. you're not. Yeah. You're not too old to move your body. I feel like so many people just, you know, they get so out of shape and they're giving up on life.
Yeah.
You got a lot of life. And some people are like, you know what? What am I going to die a little 10 years sooner if I don't work out? I want to eat my ice cream and drink my beer and do this. Okay. But your quality of life for that time is going to be horrible. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see it. You go to Walmart and you see people that are my age, like, who can't hardly walk around. Can't hardly move. You know, it's if you don't use it, you lose it. You know.
Well, we were talking before the show. One thing that I like to do, I do like to work out, but also I've got a lot of stuff to do. You know, like I'm always got things to do. And what I try to do is when I'm maybe cleaning my shop up or if I'm whatever I'm doing, you know, like work wise, to try to turn it into a workout, you know, like try to enjoy it, you know, like, okay, this is a workout. I know it's a dirty job or it's not a fun job, but I need to get this done. So I'm going to do it as quickly as I can, you know, and, work up a sweat, you know, and try to work my muscles. And when I get done, I'll be really tired and I'll consider it a workout. Maybe I didn't get a workout.
That's the old athlete inside of you. That's the competitor in you. You know what I'm saying? You want to try to get this done as fast as you can. You want to attack it. Instead of carrying, you know, one bucket, I want to carry two bucket. That's the old competitor. And there's something can be said for that. I mean, is that good? Yes. But again, I'm biased, but I think you should. That's life. You do resistance training. And working out, like resistance training, lifting weights, and, you know, you do that to help you do those things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Now, there's nothing wrong with going hard, but I think you do the resistance training so you're able to do those activities, like you said, like cleaning up your shot. So you're able to do those when you're 70 and 80, you know? Yeah.
What do you think about isometrics? Now, get an opinion on
now those? Describe what you would call isometrics.
Just like, you know, you get stretched out and you're on your elbows and your toes and
planking. And planking. Planking's a great exercise. I mean, there's different ways to describe
hanging from a bar. Is that considered isometrics?
Well, I wouldn't really consider that isometrics, but I will say this, and I preach this, and the people at Pride Fitness will hear, will say, oh, here he goes. Hanging from a bar, if you have bad shoulders, hanging from a bar is one of the best things you can do.
It's hard.
It's called brachial hangs. There's actually a term for it, brachial hangs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all of us are like this. We're on our phones all day. We're on a computer. You look around at people these days. They're always like this. You get up and you hang. Yes, now we're sitting up a little taller. Yeah, right. But if you hang from a bar, and what I do when I do this, I do it 3 or 4 days a week, and I do it like I'm doing a set of exercise. I'll do like 3 or 4 sets of 30 to 45 seconds. I'll get up and hang. And when I do that, I want to try to, like, I'm trying with my feet, my toes, I'm trying to reach the ground with them just to get that extra stretch. A lot of times what happens, we get so tight through our lats and through our biceps that's really what part of the problem is for our shoulders, man. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. Hanging from a bar is, you don't hear about it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know why you don't hear about it a lot? Because no one makes any money from it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, it solves a lot of problems. Try it. If you don't believe me, try doing it 2 or 3 times a week and doing sets of it.
I do it.
I promise you.
I do it. It's hard.
It is, no, it's not easy. You know? And you're like, well, how do I get better at it? One, make yourself get lighter and get stronger. I'll see somebody at my gym doing like chin ups, and you know they're struggling a little bit. And I'll go, you know how to make those easier? And they're like, how? I say, get lighter.
Yeah. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
We ran out of time.
That didn't take long.
No. Hey, thanks for coming in. Want to have you back in again? We got some stuff to talk about.
Well, if the people demand it, you know, I'm the people's champ. If the people demand it, I'll come in.
Okay. Well, we'll have you. Okay. So right. You take care, and I know you got things to do.
So many things.
All right.
So many things.
Okay.